LA, appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. That's how I want to start the show. We all got a chance to listen to Cody Bellinger all day today. Have an honest thought and an honest opinion that actually made sense, something we didn't hear all day yesterday from the Houston Astros. Give you guys my thoughts on this real quick. I'm good from the MLB. I don't want to hear anything else from Major League Baseball anymore. I really don't. There's nothing else to say. I don't want to hear anything else from Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. This is kind of interesting to me. What's so interesting to me is we're all looking for Major League Baseball to do something about the Houston Astros. We all want Major League Baseball to come in, to walk in, and save the day. Why does Major League Baseball have to do anything? Correct me if I'm wrong here. It's the Astros that obviously cheated in 2017. And the reason why I want to start the show, I loved everything Bellinger said. I mean, you listen to Cody Bellinger. We just heard it a few minutes ago with Mason in Ireland. Mason played it. But if you listen to Cody Bellinger, it's the most honest statements that we've heard this entire time. I don't want to hear anything else from Major League Baseball. Let me tell you who I want to hear things from. And there really is just one organization that this all comes down to. It comes down to the Astros. Can this happen from the Astros? Can Jose Altuve give back his MVP trophy? Can Jose Altuve have a press conference tomorrow? After everything that's kind of gone on here, and we saw Bellinger talk about he thinks Aaron Judge should have won MVP. I'm not saying hand the trophy to Aaron Judge. I'm not talking about that at all. What I'm saying is, can Altuve come out and say, guys, look, what happened in 2017, obviously I cheated. I don't deserve this trophy. I'm giving it back. Can Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, can he come out tomorrow and say, we didn't earn this? We made mistakes. We cheated in 2017. We beat the Yankees in 7 games. We beat the Dodgers in 7 games. We have created this black eye for Major League Baseball, and it's because of us. We got nobody else to blame. Stop going to Major League Baseball. Stop going to the commissioner. Stop going to everybody else involved and looking for answers. It starts with me. It starts with my franchise. It starts with my team. We cheated to win the World Series in 2017. Take down that banner. Here's the trophy back. We got something to prove in 2020. Can that happen? Am I crazy to think when I play that angle, after listening to the Astros yesterday, after just starting to hear now all these different players that are coming out and they're being honest, they're giving their opinion. Bellinger talking about how much respect that he lost for the Houston Astros and all those players. And he goes into detail. How can you hit that home run, walk off, cover your chest? So much respect is not only going away from the Astros, but if you're just a casual fan or you're a diehard baseball fan, you're kind of watching everything unfold right now. You're saying to yourself, I don't know if I trust the game. I don't know if I trust the game. There's one solution. There's one solution to this entire thing. Is if each one of these Astros players come out and not say, I'm sorry. But if each one of these Astro players come out and say, we did not deserve that World Series in 2017, take it back. If Altuve says, those personal accolades that I accomplished in 2017, grabbing that MVP, I did not accomplish. I cheated. Take it back. You see, it's one thing to cheat. It's one thing to ask for forgiveness. It's a whole nother thing if you're not giving back what you cheated on or what you won simply because you did cheat. It's a completely different thing that the Astros aren't doing. I don't want MLB baseball to get any more involved. I don't want the commissioner to get any more involved. It comes down to the Astros. Do the right thing. The right thing for the Houston Astros is for Correa, Altuve, Bregman, Springer, all these guys, hold a press conference, not just to apologize, but to give back what you stole. That's the only thing I could think of. If you look at where baseball is right now, I mean, I said this yesterday. I'll say it again. How pathetic was Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros? How pathetic was that interview yesterday? The only way you can get respect back if you're the Houston Astros, don't come out and apologize. Come out and give back what you stole. Come back and say, we didn't earn this. We don't deserve this. That banner that's up there hanging up in Minute Maid Park, take it down. We didn't earn it. That World Series trophy that's sitting wherever it's sitting, give it back to MLB. But this can't be something that MLB initiates. This has got to be something that the Astros initiate. I mean, this hits different in L.A. This means something more in L.A. than it might mean in Denver. Or it might mean in Miami. Or it might mean in any one of these cities that have a Major League Baseball team. It hits different in L.A. You were one game away from winning the first World Series since 1988. And you find out now that the reason why you lost that World Series is because another team was cheating. It all comes down to the Astros doing the right thing. Not Major League Baseball, not the commissioner. Comes down to the owner and the players. Give back what you stole. I'll ask LA out there. Is that the only way the Astros gain respect from all of Major League Baseball and from Dodger fans? Is if they come out tomorrow and they say, we didn't earn any of this. 2020 is going to be a brand new clean slate for us. Take away 2017. Take away that World Series. Take away those MVP trophies. We didn't earn any of that. If we're going to get any more respect, it has to start in 2020. LA, would that mean anything to you or nothing? Nothing that the Astros do can take back what they've already stolen from Los Angeles and the rest of Major League Baseball. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. Caller thought he was a comedian or something calling into the show like that. The right thing for the Astros, we know what the right thing is to do. And nothing that they've done so far. And this is why when you hear Mason and Ireland talking about it, players, probably you're going to see a lot of pitchers thrown at the Astros this year. Cody Bellinger talking about how he has no respect for the Houston Astros. I really, truly, genuinely believe, first of all, nobody thought what happened yesterday and those conversations from all these Astros players, nobody believed it. All right. Nobody felt that it was authentic. And by the way, even if it was authentic and you were really, really sorry about it, nobody cares. So I was thinking about this today. We're talking about the show. Okay, yeah, I can play Bellinger's interview and we could sit here and we could react to what Bellinger said. There's only one solution to this, and I'm not even telling you that this is going to work. I'm just telling you that I think it takes steps in the right direction. Owner of the Astros got to come out. And he's got to sit in front of a microphone. He's got to stare into the cameras and say, look, not only did we screw up 2017, we screwed up a couple days ago or yesterday when we all had interviews for pitchers and catchers to report. And we screwed that one up too. But this is how we're going to make it right. And it's never going to be right because everybody, especially Los Angeles and especially Dodger fans, now that this has kind of come out, you're like, we were one game away from the World Series, and these yahoos cheated their way past us. And I know there's other teams that can say that too. But the one thing, in my opinion, that ownership can do right now for the Houston Astros is say, we cheated in 2017. We don't deserve anything that we accomplished in 2017. And none of us on this roster, none of us on this, a part of this front office and this team and everything else, this organization, we want nothing that came with the success of 2017. Here's the trophy back. Altuve should be right behind him saying, here's the MVP back. We don't want any of it. We didn't earn it. That's the right thing to do if you're the Houston Astros. Then maybe you start getting some respect back. Maybe if you stare into those cameras and you talk up in front of a mic and you tell everybody that not only did we cheat, but we want to make sure that anything we did in 2017, we don't get credit for. take that banner down. Do not search anything about the Astros. None of it's going to say that we won in 2017. You know what it's going to say? We cheated and we got caught and we're owning up to it. I don't feel like they're owning up to it. Because if you were owning up to it, you'd give everything back. And when I say I don't want MLB baseball to be involved anymore, what I'm referring to there is, look, has MLB screwed up? No question about it. But the Astros are the ones who did it. They're the ones that got to come clean. They're the ones that should be voluntarily giving that trophy back, giving back that World Series, taking down that banner at Minute Maid Park. They're the ones that are supposed to be doing that. That's the frustration that I have. And when I hear Cody Bellinger and I hear some of these other players, obviously now coming out and speaking and saying how much respect that they've lost, this is the only sort of solution that I could think of. And I know I'll continue to say this. LA was so close to a World Series. And I know how much that means to Los Angeles. You guys know how much of a Laker fan I am. All right? But I know in LA, Lakers and the Dodgers, these are the two franchises. These are the two most important franchises for Los Angeles. The Lakers have won plenty of NBA championships and we're greedy as hell and we want more. We want one this upcoming June. We're hoping for number 17 to tie the Boston Celtics. The Dodgers haven't won since 1988. 7 years in a row they win the NL West. They're that close to winning a World Series and they find out that the Houston Astros cheated their way to a chip. Astros got to give that chip back. I'm not saying give it to the Dodgers. I'm not saying give it to any other team, but give the championship back. Give the banner back. Give the MVP back. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. LA, if the Astros did that, would you have a little respect for them? Or there is nothing that the Houston Astros can do, you know, moving forward where you have any respect for that organization, those players, the owner, and everybody else involved? Eric in Marina Del Rey, you're on 710-ESPN. Go ahead, Eric.
See, here's the thing, Alan. Like, I don't think I could ever respect them the same way again, even if they came out today and they said, listen, you know, sorry for the tone-deaf response yesterday. Because I heard you talk about it yesterday. I haven't seen the press conference yet. I saw it at night on SportsCenter.
It was awful.
And when I saw it, dude, I was furious. Because here's the thing. I was born in New York City. Mm-hmm. So, I've been a Yankees fan since 96. Mm-hmm. And then I moved out here 10 years ago, and I became like a hybrid Yankees-Dodgers fan where, you know, if they went to the World Series, I'd root for the Yankees. But I pulled for the Dodgers hardcore, too. Mm-hmm. So in 2017, not only did Aaron Judge get robbed of MVP, mm-hmm. but they eliminated us in the ALCS. And then I thought, okay, they eliminated us. I'm really upset. Go Dodgers. Just finish them all for me. Finish mm-hmm. them all. And then to find out they cheated in that year and that both of my teams got royally screwed, I think the best thing that they could possibly do, honestly, you've kind of suggested this, is take the banner down. Don't take the championship away from them because, like, baseball is such a historic sport. I'm sure, like, Rob Manfred is like, oh, we don't want to erase something from time where we have this blank year. Don't hang up the banner. Fold it, put it in the back. I don't know what else I could say. Like, but I can't Eric, look at Eric, any here, of those players here, ever again.
Here's the thing, and I appreciate you calling in. I don't want the MLB to be a part of this anymore. I don't need MLB to come out and say, okay, guys, we're putting our foot down even more. Don't you have some kind of moral dignity if you're the Houston Astros and you don't want what you stole? That's my point. The point that I'm making is if you're any of these players from the Astros, who, by the way, didn't come out and say we cheated, they got caught. It's not like they all of a sudden felt bad about themselves and decided in their mind, you know what, guys, this just doesn't feel right. Let's all come out and tell everybody that we cheated in 2017. That didn't happen. They got caught. I mean, as I sit here kind of telling myself and walking myself through this own conversation, and I'll continue to take some calls, how the hell do they get any respect back? I mean, the only thing that I could think of, like I mentioned, is that the Astros and the ownership, they all just give it back and say, we don't want anything to do with this. This was pathetic what we did. And 2020 is coming up, and if we have any dignity, and if we think we are stars and we are fantastic baseball players. Let us try and prove it in 2020. Steven in L.A., you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Steven.
How's it going? I'm a longtime Dodger fan, and this irks me. I have no respect for them. You know, even if they do give the stuff away out of the kindness of their hearts and like for the sport itself. But even as a competitor, why would you want something that's tarnished? Like
you didn't
that?
Earn it. You know what I mean? And when you say a competitor, that's the perfect description in sports. In sports, it's competition, right?
Exactly.
You didn't earn it.
Exactly. And by the owner saying that they earned it, that it's not tainted,
he's an idiot.
That's my Dodger blue blood boiling. You know what I mean? And by it being that close to us having a World Series, and by now finding out that they cheated, oh man, that just upsets me.
Steve, that's why I'm saying like that's why I'm trying to let me try and find a way. If I'm the Astros, if I'm the owner of the Astros, I'm just trying to think, okay, this is an awful situation. It's a terrible situation. The only thing that I could think of to at least kind of take a step in the right direction, the only thing that I can possibly think of to maybe start turning the page, admit my guilt, give back what I stole. Isn't that the start? You got to admit you were wrong, number one. And number two, you got to give back what you stole. If you don't do either one of those things, what are we doing here? Why even have that press conference yesterday? This guy said that it didn't impact the game and that we won the World Series. Can you be that blind? Can you be that ignorant? More of your guys' phone calls when we come back. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. Be so tough for LA to swallow. The only comp I could give, right? I'm just thinking in my own head. Lakers beat the Celtics in Game 7 in 2010. Kobe Bryant, the great Kobe Bryant, Pau Gasol, Lamar Odom. Obviously, we remember that series very, very well. Only thing I could think of is imagine losing that game and finding out later that the Celtics had all the plays that the Lakers were going to run. That the Celtics had a camera that was cheating in the huddles. I don't know. I'm just coming up with something, right? Like, I cannot fathom how angry and pissed off Dodger fans are over all this kind of unfolding over the last month or so, 30 days or whatever it is when that Astros investigation report was complete. I just can't understand to be that close to a World Series and a fan base that cares and appreciates so much Dodgers baseball, have a World Series virtually stripped from them because the other side needed to cheat. And then this is the way they come out. This is the way the Astros show remorse. This is the way the owner of the Astros kind of handles this situation and this predicament. I really don't have another word other than it's pathetic. That's the best way that I can describe it. And when I look, I'm not thinking in my head, well, I'm going to ask Dodger fans, what can they do for you to gain some kind of respect? Or if they give the World Series back, if they voluntarily say, we have screwed this whole thing up. We want a redo. And in our redo, we're going to come out, we're going to put our hands up, and we're going to say, we screwed this whole thing up, take the World Series, put the banner down. Altuve says, I didn't earn this MVP trophy. All that stuff comes out. Don't you kind of start feeling a little bit like, okay, that was the right thing to do? They still haven't done the right thing. And I don't want to point the finger. I don't want to keep saying, well, this is on Rob Manfred. This is on the commissioner. This is on baseball. It's not. It's on the Astros. Do the right thing. Jackie on the 405. Jackie, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Jackie.
You know, I totally agree with you. I think that the Astros should voluntarily give up the trophy for 2017. And some people think that it should be given to the Dodgers. But I'll tell you, I've been a lifelong Dodger fan. I was at Colfax Perfect Game in 65. I was at the Dodger Day Parade in 88 when we won the World Series. And I don't think the Dodgers would just want to be handed the trophy for 2017 by default. It's just sad because we'll never know who would have won that series. The Astros might have won it without cheating, but we'll just never know.
And Jackie, and I'm not, you know, what I'm not trying to say is, okay, take it from them and give it to this team. What I'm just saying is give back what you didn't earn, you know? And that shouldn't come from anybody else. That should come from the Astros. That should be the Astros wanting to do that, admitting that they were wrong. And that's the part that bothers me about this whole thing. Listen, I'm not saying they don't have some remorse, but do you feel it? Like, do you feel like, oh, you know what? All these individuals genuinely feel bad. I don't feel it, and I think that bothers me even more.
I totally agree with you. I don't. That press conference was a joke, and reminds me of some politicians, you know, talking out of both sides of their mouth. It was absolutely ridiculous. I don't know which of the Astros cheated, or if it was all of them. I don't know. It's just really, really sad that Major League Baseball has come to this.
Well, I appreciate you calling into the show. And again, I want to put MLB baseball to the side. I don't even want to talk about MLB baseball. It's all up to the Astros. Because you know what happens if they don't do anything? Jess, if the Astros do nothing moving forward, if they think like, hey, that's it, that's enough. You know, hey, we already came out. Guys, what more do you want? We held a press conference. We said that we're sorry. If that's all they do, you know, what I'm concerned with is what Mason and Ireland were talking about earlier. It's not going to be pretty for a lot of these players. And you know, I don't want to use the word, I don't even have the right word, but pitchers throwing at players, I'm not a fan of.
No, and you know,
that's going to happen.
Yeah, Ross Stripling came out and said today that if he indeed got traded to the Angels, he was already thinking about throwing balls at Astro hitters.
Of course it's going to happen.
And it's a part of baseball, and to be honest,
it's a part of baseball without cheating.
Yeah.
Okay, now you cheated, and your BS answers that you were giving yesterday, and your dumb, you-know-what owner standing in front of there saying, that didn't affect the world. We won the World Series.
Yeah.
That's
comments,
fuel to the fire.
Yeah, they're adding more fuel, and, you know, it's... I would not be surprised if there is a record this season on how many, you know, hit by pitch.
But I don't want to see that. You know, that's why I'm saying, like, I'm trying to come up with a solution.
There's a way you can do it. You know, you don't have to intentionally throw someone, you know, throw it low. So sure. Maybe, you know, they can avoid it by their feet. Don't throw it up in their heads. You know, maybe even don't even throw it fast. Throw it, you know, 50%.
No, we know baseball. I mean, they'll throw.
Yeah, they'll throw.
There are certain players that think that they have to do this for the respect of the game. There are certain players that say, I've been watching baseball my entire life. I'm going to do this because I know my dad or my grandpa wants me to have some respect on this game, and none of these players who are batting right now showed respect in 2017.
It's that old school mentality where it's
especially
like, I got your
in
back.
Baseball.
And literally, this is baseball's back. Against the Astros. It's all of MLB versus the Astros. It's not like it's just the Dodgers. The Dodgers. It's the Yankees. It's the Angels. It's the Red Sox.
It's everybody.
Everyone. And they're all going. They all heard this. They all heard Jim Crane's so-called apology. They all heard Altuve's so-called apology. Bregman's so-called apology. And you think they're not as furious as the fans
are?
Do you agree?
Does it sort of take a step in the right direction if they do what I proposed? Do you think that's helpful, or it doesn't even matter?
I think it's helpful if they do it 100% and they do everything you said. If all the players involved come out and give...
We didn't earn it.
We didn't earn it.
We want nothing from 2017. Give us zero credit for what we accomplished in 2017. Take it back. We want to start from scratch in 2020.
It will help. I will like that they did that. But it's not going to give any respect. I'm always going to remember the fact that they cheated. They kept cheating. They didn't stop until they got caught.
So you'll never give them the full respect because they don't deserve the full respect. But what it might do is you might say, okay, you screwed up, but I kind of like that you did that. I still don't respect you.
Definitely.
I still don't trust you.
Definitely.
But I kind of like that you have convinced yourself, we didn't earn this, we cheated, we stole it, we want to give it all back. So part of me thinks that that at least can take a step in the right direction.
Yeah, real quick, so another thing that would do, and you know what? It's not even on the Astros organization.
It's on the Astros.
No, I look at the players individually.
Yeah, absolutely.
The owners.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the Astros in 5 years, if all those players are gone, if there's a new owner, whatever, clean slate. But as of right now,
these
with all those players,
individual names,
they'll all be attached. They won't have my respect again.
Have some type of morals.
Or and, not lack thereof.
And do it the right way, at least moving forward. I mean, listen, we're always not going to trust them. All right, let me squeeze in a couple more calls here. Let's do Charlie in Whittier. Charlie, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for taking my call, man. First off, just want to thank you for taking everybody's calls the week of Kobe's passing, just letting everybody vent and, you know, putting their memories out there. That
of course,
helped me
man.
A lot. You know, I was one of the callers. But as far as the Astros goes, man, you know, I'm a lifelong Dodger fan, been a Dodger fan my whole life, and I was born 2 years after their last World Series. So this hurt even more for me. Because I've never seen him win the whole thing. But what Cody Bellinger said, I think he literally took the words out of everybody's mouths on how we felt. Those guys were completely pathetic on what they were saying up there, you know, in their press conference. And it just sucks, man. It sucks because, you know, like the previous caller said, we don't know who would have won. You know, it could have been us, could have been the Yankees. You know, it doesn't – we'll never know. But the worst thing about that, what I kept thinking of was when they won in 2017, or quote-unquote won, mm-hmm. This was when they had the unfortunate hurricanes over in Houston and, mm-hmm. like, the floodings and all that stuff. And the fact that they were going up there and saying, oh, Houston, this is for you, just makes me hate them even more, man. Like, this just, like, they will never get any more respect from MLB fans, from especially Dodger fans. It's just all thrown out the window, and I don't think they'll ever.
Charlie, what if they gave everything back? What if they came out and they just said, "Man, not only did we screw up in 2017, we also screwed up with these interviews. We sounded like idiots. We didn't sound remorseful. Take everything, but we want nothing. We don't want any of this stuff. We want to start from scratch and start over." Does that change your opinion? By the way, I don't think it's going to happen. But if they did that, would that change your opinion at all?
Right, right. To be honest with you, I will appreciate them doing that, but just a. You know, the level of respect you got to have for the game, man, for you to just completely throw that away and cheat like that, you know, with cameras is, for me personally, Alan, I don't think I'll ever
Fair.
Gain
yeah, I know.
Their respect anymore.
No, listen, I get it. Just trying to help here. Just trying to help everybody, you know, trying to be a peacemaker here. And I don't think it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, I really genuinely don't think. I don't know if they just think they're not going to do anything else or they think this is just going to quietly go away, but I think it's actually gaining steam. I think it's gaining momentum. I think every time a player is asked about this, especially a player the caliber of obviously Bellinger, that takes it to another level. Corey in Irvine. Corey, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, bud.
How you doing? You know, I'm a lifelong Dodger fan, and I'm just as upset with everybody on this thing, but I think there's a bigger issue. I think blaming the Astros is part of it, but this is a Major League Baseball issue. This is Major League Baseball has had a history of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes, you know, with steroids, with, you know, pitchers, with Vaseline on their cap, with the Black Sox. I mean, this is like hundreds of years. And even when everybody says, well,
like,
you know, it's okay
for
a base runner to steal signs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Or, you know, that's okay. That's okay. That's justified. It's part of this like DNA of cheating, which you don't see in like the NBA. It's bizarre.
Corey, by the way, I can't disagree with that, but I'm gonna like this. I mean, cheating like this. This takes it to a different level, and that's not to say cheating. There, I guess I don't know. Is there certain levels of cheating? Okay, you're good on level 1 and 2, but if you get to level 3, we can't have you do that. But this, just the technology part of it, where it felt like this wasn't somebody trying to steal a sign, like you mentioned, has gone on for so long. This was technology that was involved, players that know the pitch that's coming, it took it to a different level. And I'm not trying to justify any other cheating, but I feel like this is different than the others.
But what about Roger Clemens? What about him cheating every single time he was out there on steroids? All those wins, all those World Series wins. You can't. Shouldn't they take that back? I mean, he was cheating.
I'll say this, Corey. As far as steroids go, that's one player. And I'm not going to sit here and justify it's okay for Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and all these players who are jacking up 50, 60-plus home runs a year. That's one player. This is an entire this is a well-thought-out plan. Like, this isn't just a couple guys trying to see, hey, I think a slider's coming. No, no, no. I know a slider's coming. I know a fastball's coming. I know this is a breaking ball. I thought it was a different level. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Just give everybody a quick outlook on the rest of the show. We're going to continue a little bit further. I do want to continue to take some calls on this on the baseball conversation. And a little bit later, Ryan Hollins is going to hop on. Obviously, 10 years in the NBA. We'll talk a little bit Lakers and Clippers. Are we giving the Clippers too much respect? We'll do all that coming up later in the show. Stay right here. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. That sounds so good.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
I sound so trustworthy.
Sliwa After Dark. Hop on, everybody.
Man, it's a fantastic beat right here. I appreciate you guys all tuning in. Great calls, by the way. How great have these calls been? And
I love it because they're all with me. They don't give any respect back to the Astros. Except for Jackie. She says she would.
Look, but this is it's a crazy scenario. I can't comprehend it in my head. We found out Lakers lose to the Celtics in 2008, right? Let's just use that as an example.
I mean,
and then we found out, you know, years later that we lost to them because they cheated. Like, it's just, I feel for Dodger fans. By the way, I feel for MLB baseball, period.
Oh, yeah. It's a sad, sad situation.
It's
for
a
all
incredible
of baseball.
Black eye on the sport.
It's terrible.
But it goes a step further for the Dodgers. It goes a step further for LA. Like, I'm just, obviously, everything we do here is locally based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's
deeper here than it is in other places.
And it's deeper here for the fact that we were that last team. Had the Dodgers actually won the World Series, you think this ever comes out? Probably not.
Do you know the repercussions that have come from 2017? What I'm talking about is players that got shelled, and all of a sudden they're making a lot less money. Stigmas that go towards players like Kershaw. And I'm not saying, look, Kershaw, there's been moments in his career where he hasn't helped himself in the postseason. We all know that. But so many things change because somebody cheated.
And you know what? Mike Bolsinger, he's a pitcher, last pitch for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was a Dodger in 2015. He's suing the Houston Astros.
Can I say the A word or no?
Yes, you can say ass.
Sue their ass.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, just in the reading the article that he posted, it's on the Washington Post, he talked about the last game he pitched in the major leagues was against the Astros. He threw 29 pitches, and he even said they knew every time. They knew the pitch that was coming, and he even said he walked batters because they knew when to lay off.
I don't have much money, but I'm down to put $30 on his attorney fees. I'm coming in with 30.
Everyone listening right now, pitching a dollar, Mike Bolsinger, we got you.
Sue there, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, but that's what I'm referring to, Jess. It's so easy for us to kind of sit here right now, or for Bregman and Altuve and Springer and Correa. It's so easy for them to just sit there and be, hey, my bad.
That's it. That's essentially what they did and what they are doing.
What are you going to do, huh? Things happen.
Yeah, it's so easy. Things also happen in the game.
For them to do that and do what they did yesterday. And they're getting, because of their comments and because the way these press conferences went, they're getting a lot more heat for it. It actually, you know what it's doing? It's bringing the conversation to different levels. Like, I am extremely heated about something I have nothing to do with, right? Like, why am I that heated? Dodger fans are tuned in, or they've been watching this coverage over the last, you know, 48 hours or so, whatever the case is. They're more upset today than they were a week ago.
They were most upset at the very, for me, I was most upset yesterday. Now I've kind of let it go, but at the same time, it's just.
By the way, Bellinger is the man.
Bellinger said exactly what we were all thinking. I absolutely loved what he said. He
How
said what we were all thinking.
Perfect was he in his interview today.
Like many of other baseballs, he hit that one out of the park.
No, honestly, he was fantastic, and I'm sure you know L.A. is proud that he's representing the Los Angeles Dodgers, but he's also representing them very, very, very well off the field. Because what he said today was as good as anybody I think has kind of described the matter. He was honest. It was from the heart. I love the fact that he said how much he doesn't respect and so many other players don't respect not just the Astros organization, but these individual players and ownership and everything else. He was solid today. All right, let's take a few more calls here. Let's go to Caesar in Irvine. Caesar, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan. Love the show, man. So I just want to go ahead and preface this by saying that, you know, I'm a 27-year-old Dodger fan. My family kind of raised me into the whole Dodger Nation type of thing. And, you know, I got to say, when this report first came out, I wasn't really that upset by it. You know, I kind of grew up by the rules with, you know, the Eddie Guerrero, WWF, WWE. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, you know. The fact that the Astros were ahead of the game and using technology – you see all of these organizations and franchises adopting analytics and implementing that into the game. The fact that the Astros were one step ahead and started to use that to kind of help them determine which pitches, I didn't see that problem that big of a problem with it, because I played college ball, so I understand the key to stealing concepts in the base pass, okay? And then at the same time, the way that they were utilizing it, banging trash cans, think about the situation. It's the ALCS, Game 7, you know, or the Game 5 of the World Series, you know, it's loud in there. How are you going to hear a trash can bang?
Caesar, something you said
a little bit earlier. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's different tiers of cheating, which is what I completely agree with you. I think that was the first level of cheating that I was okay with. But when the report came out that they possibly were wearing buzzers, I thought, okay, that's a little bit too much, because now you're distinctly gaining an edge. And then after today, yesterday's comments about, and I saw how the players were not remorseful and how the owner didn't take any responsibility at all, then I thought, you know what, this is Bush League. And that's all I got to say. I know it's not a popular opinion amongst Dodger fans. Initially, my initial thoughts were just people were bitter that we lost.
There's a lot more to it, Caesar. And that's the thing. Like the angle you were going until you said some stuff at the end, I was ready to... I was ready to come in right there, because I didn't know if you were trying to say that, no, it's okay. What they did is all right. This is baseball. That's what they do. By the way, if that's the stigma on baseball where people think, guys, they're just cheating, it's baseball, that's an awful stigma to even have, like if that's even the thought.
So I just want to call out Caesar right there for saying that, you know, that's the Eddie Guerrero way of going. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. I like to say it's we lie, we cheat, we steal, first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all, that's a disgrace to Eddie Guerrero. Don't tarnish his name with the Astros. His level of cheating doesn't even compare to what the Astros did.
There's no way to look at anything that's gone on in this, you know, everything that's come out in the last 30 days and find a positive spin to it or justify it. There's no justification for this. There's absolutely no justification to this. Excuse me, one more call. Get one more. You know, we're doing this for LA.
We ought to show the people. Alan, I will give you one LA caller.
Let LA talk. All right, let's do Sam in LA. Go ahead, Sam. You're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I'm a third generation Dodger fan. You know, grew up watching the Dodgers, and I remember distinctly where I was at when they won the 88 World Series. And, you know, to be that close and to hear, you know, to see what happened and how the Astros cheated and they did not show any remorse during the, you know, it was just bad. It was just ugly for baseball. It's really sad that they can't go out there. I think they should give everything up.
I would feel.
Would that help? I was going to say, Sam, would that help a little bit if they came out and it was actually genuine and they said, take everything in 2017. We want nothing to do with it because we didn't earn it. Would that help at all or no?
Yes. I mean, it would help, but they have to say just as they have to, you have to actually hear the remorse.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they did it, I mean, it just doesn't look that way. I don't even think they're going to do it.
No, but they won't.
It's just really sad that, you know, that the Astros, right? It's not about baseball, right? It's just the Astros, that organization, and how they're handling the situation. It's horrible how they're handling the situation. It's really bad. And Bellinger, he just said
the man.
The fans feel
the
it.
Man. Bellinger is the man, in my opinion, after why he was already the man, but just listening to him today. Let me say this. Let me say that there are repercussions. There are definitely repercussions, and repercussions are coming. What I mean by that is you lost everybody's respect. That's number one. What I mean by that is walking into this baseball season, if you don't think that the Astros are going to feel like they have a target on their back every single game for 162 games, karma's coming. That's just part of life. You do good, it will catch up with you. You do bad, it will catch up with you. So I think for whatever the Astros do, all you can do from here is try and do right. And the right thing to do is give back that World Series, give back that championship, give back that MVP. I don't know if they'll do it, but that's what they should do. All right, Ryan Hollins played 10 years in the league. He's coming up next. How about this? How about I started a show today and I didn't start with Los Angeles Lakers basketball? You guys aren't proud? It's a big step here. It's a big step. All right, we come back. When we come back, we'll talk some NBA, some Los Angeles Lakers basketball. Ryan Hollins joined the show. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Viva la raza! Viva Eddie Guerrero!